You know, when you see a cross, how can you not think of Christ? When you see a symbol, how can you not think of eternity? When you see a triangle, how can you not think of the Holy Trinity?
Edward Riojas, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols.
Each of these things, they just underscore not just scripture, also the events of Christ's life, what we believe.
Learn more about A Complete Guide to Christian Symbols at issuesetc.org.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted.
When St. Peter reflects upon this incident later in his apostolic ministry, he will see very clearly and understand very clearly what it was all about. He says we have the prophetic word made more sure. He's speaking there about the promises fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and that prophetic word is all about Jesus Christ. So why didn't he understand Jesus' transfiguration at first? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus' transfiguration in Luke chapter 9, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why did Jesus take only Peter, James, and John to the mountain?
Those were his closest disciples. He did this a number of times when the three of them would come with him to some time. And it was very common for Jesus to go to the mountain to pray. In fact, after the feeding of the 5,000, remember, Jesus went up on the mountain. The disciples were on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus came walking to them on the Sea of Galilee and stilled a storm. And of course, that was after he was on the mountain praying with his Father. So this is a fairly common experience of Jesus to go to the mountains to pray.
Describe Jesus' transfiguration.
In verse 28, it says, the appearance of his face was altered. Now, we're not quite sure what that means because the disciples still recognized Jesus. There were other occasions, for example, with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, that his whole figure was altered and they did not recognize him. But in this case, it says that his clothing became dazzling white. So this probably was the glorification of Jesus in becoming brilliant, and that's how his face would have altered, but to a point where he still would be recognized as Jesus.
So why did Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus there?
Moses and Elijah really summarize the two parts of the Old Testament, the law, Moses, and the prophets, Elijah. And both in the law and the gospel, it talks about Jesus going to death, but being raised from the dead. In fact, just a little bit later in the chapter, Jesus foretells his death. The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men. But the disciples, it says, did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them, so they may not perceive it. And so, therefore, this occurred in the same chapter as the transfiguration, where his face was altered, and he was speaking to Moses and Elijah. In the New Testament, it's divided into the gospel and the epistles. The Old Testament is divided into the law and the prophets. Moses representing the law and Elijah the prophets. And it says that they appeared in glory and were speaking to Jesus.
What were Jesus, Moses, and Elijah speaking about?
Yes, verse 31 says, they appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Of course, that's referring to his crucifixion. And the word departure in the Greek is the word exodus, the same word used for Israel to flee from Egypt through the Red Sea wilderness to the land of Canaan. That was their departure, their exodus. Jesus also was to have an exodus where he would die on the cross, be buried in a tomb, and then ascend into heaven. Therefore, that's what Peter and John were hearing of the conversation between Moses, Elijah, and Jesus.
How did Peter react to the vision of the Transfiguration?
Well, when they finally really woke up to what was happening, they said, particularly Peter, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now, the word for tent here would refer to the holy place in the Old Testament, where the people would worship at the tent that God had Moses set up. And it says very clearly that Peter did not know what he was saying. In other words, it was as though Peter was saying that all three of them had some kind of divine glory, and therefore a tent needed to be made for each of them so that they could be worshiped. Well, that was nonsense, because only Jesus is God. Elijah and Moses, while they were in glory, they were not God. And so this reminds us of the difference that we're going to have when we get to heaven. Only Jesus will be God. We will have divine glory and resurrected glory and comfort, but we will not be God. There's only one transfigured Son of God, and that is Jesus, not Moses nor Elijah.
So, what did the voice from the glorious cloud say?
Yes. God the Father often appears in the Old Testament in a cloud. At the erection of the Holy Temple made by Solomon, God also appeared in a cloud at that time. And of course, on Mount Sinai, he appeared in a cloud. And what he said as they entered the cloud, God the Father said, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." Very close to what God the Father had said at the baptism of Jesus. "This is my beloved Son." What he adds at the Transfiguration are the words, "Listen to him." And that means we get the message of Jesus Christ being the message of God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, in order that we might receive faith to trust in the promises of Jesus Christ and thereby be saved. We are not saved by our good works, which we do, because they fail to reach the glory of God. They do not have the proper motivation. But when we are baptized and come to faith, we receive the gift of the forgiveness of sins, and thereby we are able to do good works that God wants us to do with proper motivation, namely love for Jesus Christ. That's called the life of sanctification after we have been justified by grace through faith, not on account of our works, lest anyone get the motivation to boast of their works as though their works saved them. "This is my Son. Listen to him."
What did Peter later write about the Transfiguration?
What Peter later wrote was that in this Transfiguration, they recognize that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, and that therefore he was in an altered state that we also will be when we get to heaven. We will have the glory of God, and we will be dressed in the robes of righteousness, which are white. And that's what every saint will be like. And the devil will have no power over us. Death will have no power over us. And we will be a lot like Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Pastor Tom Baker is teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jesus transfigured in Luke chapter 9. You're connected to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is the last day for the Issues Etc. book of the month for April, a complete guide to Christian symbols. You'll find this at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order a complete guide to Christian symbols, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back with Pastor Baker, we will be talking about the current day celebration of the Transfiguration.
Sanctifying your yard work with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Pastor Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The LCMS operates the second largest parochial school system in the United States. What can you expect from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school? There's one race, the human race. And Jesus died for the sins of every man, woman, and child from every land and every nation. Life begins at conception. All life is precious from womb to tomb. And every student, parent, and teacher is created in the very image of God. There's right and wrong, and we know which is which from the Ten Commandments. There are only two sexes, male and female, He created them. Marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman. There's such a thing as objective, absolute truth, and it's found in the person and work of Jesus Christ and His Word. To find a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod school near you, visit lcms.org/schools.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow Him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on the Transfiguration of Jesus in Luke chapter 9. In about 5 minutes, we'll discuss a Lutheran perspective on the Filioque with Dr. Aaron Moldenhauer of Concordia University, Wisconsin. Tom, why do we celebrate the Transfiguration today?
We celebrate it because it is one of the great festivals. It's a holy day in which, like the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, Pentecost, these are days we want to remember how Jesus appeared, what He said, what was said about Him, and how He definitely was seen to be our Savior. What we find interesting is that Jesus told the disciples not to tell anyone about what they had seen till after His resurrection. And that is one reason, because He didn't want to give the impression to His enemies that they came to believe that He was saying He was God. And that would be blasphemy that they could use against Him to put Him to death. Instead, He had more time. This is only in chapter 9 of Luke, and there were many more chapters to do, where Jesus would be healing people, doing ministry, preaching the gospel, sending out 72 disciples to be ministers of the gospel. So there was a lot more for Jesus to do to accomplish His mission, and that's why He asked them not to tell anyone about what they had seen on the Mount of Transfiguration.
How does Jesus reveal Himself to the Sunday school children today?
Today He reveals Himself in His glory through the liturgy. We begin the liturgy reminding ourselves that we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in that baptism, we were adopted by God into His family. And being adopted, God is our Father, Jesus is our brother, and the Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. In other words, we listen to them now in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and living a life of obedience to His word. the children also are to attend Sunday school, where the Sunday school teachers will bring them to a fuller understanding of what Jesus did for them, so that they will have confidence that they are going to be saved, not because of their works, but because of the works of Jesus Christ. And of course, parents hopefully will be reading to them from Luther's Small Catechism, so that they will learn not only about the creation of the world, but the redemption of the world through Jesus and the sanctification of the world through the Holy Spirit, and come to greater faith to be comforted during their life here on earth before God makes a decision to bring them to heaven.
What is the long gospel of this lesson?
The law of this lesson is that we are really unworthy to see God face to face. But what the gospel is that we can hear the words of Jesus that the Father told us to listen to in worship, in Sunday school, at home with our parents. And we hear those words that give us pardon and peace through his death and resurrection. And we are declared to be worthy to stand face to face with God our Father after the day of judgment. That's the good news the students need to hear from their Sunday school teacher.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thank you.
And thank you.
Aaron Moldenhauer joins us on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about that part of the creed that says that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Memoria Press's award-winning curriculum is used by homeschoolers all over the world. Their classical Christian education materials provide everything you need for kindergarten through 12th grade, including books, guides, lesson plans, and instructional videos. If you're interested in learning more, visit them at memoriapress.com and use the coupon code LPR24 at checkout. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan gathers to receive our Lord's gifts in word, baptism, and supper every Sunday morning at 9:15. Bible study at 11. Join us at 4219 Park Lane in Door, or visit us on the web, epiphanydoor.org. Christ-centered, cross-focused, historic, confessional, liturgical. Epiphany Lutheran Church in Door, Michigan. epiphanydoor.org. 616-681-0791.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.